we'll leave all introductions out, but we're at the last leg of our great mishpat. We're in the middle of being summoned to a mishpat, and we have to make it. Some time ago, before I was mechaber ken olam in Yom HaSeir to make shuvah, I rang up a rabbi, the Yoshev Shlita. What did we say to the olam before Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? At the end of it, don't say anything specific. Just tell everyone to open up the Shulchan Aruch and look through seat by seat and find what's relevant to themselves and improve. Don't mention anything. Many years ago, I used to go to Kfar Chasidim for Shabbos often. My illustrious brother-in-law in the government, he said he was a Talmud of Adelia. We all tell more than we nashed a lot from Adelia at the time. One of the great minds was Yisgabe Kari Lamed Baboyka. He jumped out of bed. I have an older brother, after one of the blazer sleeper in the neighborhood, who used to sleep with the brother in the same room. And he told that it was astounding the way the old man got out of bed. And he reminded me just before, on an occasion, was the early hours of the morning, and he heard the brother moving, and he peeped through the blanket, he didn't want the brother to see him, and he thought the brother looked in his direction, he was lying down, he closed his eyes. He said, by the time I opened my eyes again, the brother was up on his feet, and he was really getting on with his morning avoider. His reason of his gabbat, how he was murdering. So someone asked him, what is this? I am so strong in his gabbat, how he said, the fact that tell. We all come upstairs and we all ask to give an account of our life. What do we answer? We say, did you keep the Torah? And obviously, we say, we'd like to say, tie the burden. Of course, I kept the whole Shulchan Aruch. Oh, says the Rosh person, did you really? He asked the clerk of the court, can you please bring the Shulchan Aruch? So the clerk of the court takes out the Shulchan Aruch, begins with Erech Chaim, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph starts, Yisgabe Kohari Lama Babayka. Says the brother, I don't want to be called out already by the first Sif Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, my Albert, my strong Albert, the Yisgabe Kohari. So when Rabbi Yoshev tells me, you don't have to spell anything out, just tell everyone to open up the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps we'll start on the Yisgabe Kohari Lama Babayka, the getting up in the morning for Tzvita. The Talmud Chacham in the Leibarak told me recently that he went into Rav Steinman, a gone Rabban Leib. Rabban Leib was in effect. We say, Utshuva, Utfila, Utstoka, Ma'vir, and Israel, Zeira. Say three things. Do you need all three? Was each one enough on its own? Says the Talmud Chacham to Rav Steinman, if you go to court and you offer three barristers, would you refuse two of them? They say you can have three barristers to help you. Obviously, we take all three. So why shouldn't we take all three? Look, the Rav Steinman, you're too harsh. He cried this out. One is enough. Take one of the three, take your choice, take your pick, and that's good enough. And he bought a raya. But I had it. Hana Gimora, the Gemora says in Rosh Vatra, in Yom HaTzadik, was Memuna al Kupashel Stoker. He was the gather to dish out money to all my life. Pam Achas, Yoso Ishola Pono. A distressed lady comes Bishnei Batsoiras in the year when there was a shortage of food. Omar Loi Rebbe Parmateini, I need food. Omar Lo, says the governor to the lady, who avoido, I promise you, Shein the Kufa shall stock a kum. As some, we often hear people saying, I've dished out all my money this month, I have nothing left. Says the lady, Rebbe, it's a very nice gesture, that if you don't supply me with food, me and my seven children will die. What Mishma says. He had no choice, he put his hand in his own pocket, and he supported this lady from his private funds. Leonim, shortly after that, Pcholo, the young Matavik became ill, but not on Lomus. He was dangerously ill. He was sort of ready to die. Amru Malachi Ashoret Ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Ato Ma'ato, you promised Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achat Mi Yisrael Ki Lekiyim Olam Mole. If you support one person, it's so much. And Binyamin HaTzadik has supported 8 people and you let him die. So the Gemara, Kohu Loi Gzar Dinoi. Yes, they tore up the Gzar Dinoi. I guess he was spared. Until the last time, we say Tshuva Tilu Soto, Ma'avirin Esroya Gzera tears up the Gzar Dinoi. It was one. Soto, no. So you see that each one on its own is good enough. Asha Alkin, doctor, take your pick. Take one. This young man went to the prime engineers. And even gesagt, the stickle tire here is Rammstein. So the prime engineer. Then the reason why he was kept alive was the kind of Nebish Achis. Not just ordinary soccer. As I was saying, the kind of Nebish, you support someone stop them dying. That's Kilo Kim Oyla Mole. How do you get stopped in the roof? So the prime of a man with his fourth care. That's fourth care. The young man asked the prime doctor, it's known. We say with Shura Trilo Stoker on top in your mask so you will see is written Toil, Soil, and Moment. And the door is off, so everything they go on. Toil is in Matthew 36, and Soil is 36, and Moment is 36, all together. Bezois, Yom Ha'ar Melakoy. Bezois, 4 times 8, 3 times 1, 3, 6. We all three together, Yom Ha'ar Melakoy. You need all three. So, for the Sibba, they need the choice of all three. The Yochid, you should take one. So, let's concentrate on these Gabi Kari, Lama Baboycha. And aim on one of the three, if we perfect ourselves in one of the three, Efsha Ulai, the Efsha tells me, Nibon Duchkum. And I want to give a little later, for the short time we have, to help to get through this difficult word called Shira. It sounds so easy, you buy a maksa, it's all written out for you, as long as you can read Losh Makoydish. You think you can get through it? That's not what Tfila is. Tfila has to do with Avodah Shel Lev. It's not enough the word, but you need your mind, you need your concentration. And no one is going to believe us how hard it is to concentrate for those few minutes. Sounds more or less impossible. Some time ago, a couple of psychiatrists were in my house discussing various problems. When we finished, I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? I said, no, it's okay. How are you afraid? I said, if you've got a boy in a class who's taking a mathematics course, and the teacher calls the boy out, asks him to stand in front of the class at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a lot problem, a mathematical problem, I'd like you to give me an answer. You've got 5 minutes to stand in front of the class and work it out. Tell me the problem. After 2 minutes, he sees the boy cleaning. He says, what happened? He said, last night I didn't sleep very well, it was too much noise. Oh, sorry, we'll do it tomorrow. Next day, calls the boy at 3 o'clock, gives him another problem. After 2 minutes, he sees the boy sleeping, cleaning. What's the matter? My parents had an argument last night, and it was a difficult time. Oh, sorry, stomach here. We wait for next week. Next week, he calls the boy at 3 o'clock, gives him another problem. After 2 minutes, he's leaving. What's today? I've got a problem. I tell England, tell him, he's terrible. I won't bore you, because I haven't got enough time to bore you with this one, but this went on for 3 weeks. And every day was a different excuse, and you can never come for more than 2 minutes. I asked the psychiatrist, what will you do with this boy? Oh, this is a serious problem. And it started asking us the names. What this is, I can't get you this 8-digital name that this boy was carrying because he had such a concentration problem with it. He needs treatment, some tablets probably, and many, many sessions. So I said to the psychiatrist and four people, I said, I want to ask you a question. So 3 times a day, we start Rabbi Shimon Esra. And before we start, we promise ourselves that for 5 minutes, our minds will wander. And after about half a minute or 3/4 minutes, our mind has also gone elsewhere. What tablets do we need to straighten our mind out? They're all in the same note. We've got 5 minutes at a time to think and concentrate on one another, and we can't make it. We start off with one answer, and again and again, we're saying, oh, okay, I'm wrong. We've got a relation called a bomb, we should use it, it turned out by now. And okay, you sort it out, okay, when you look. Then train up, train them. This is buying and shopping, you bring the shop already. We're well past the brain crisis of the game on. By the time it comes off, eight of a time, if we manage to say, luckily, we've done what's the shop? And we're all the same. So after Shachar says Mincha, I'll surely do Mincha this time. When it comes to Mincha, we start with the Shema Nesra again, both at our Hashem and Kano. It might be a different shopping center, and a different trend, and a business world, and a fashion, and a clothing. The Chassidus are all coming, every bit of news coming there. It's this day in, day out, morning, afternoon, evening, solution. And once you're not, we're all standing ourselves. I think it helps. People have told me that it helps. I'll try. I have a few aces, but today we'll have to only do with one. The aces from the altar from the Raoul. From the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim, on the posuk that will say on the Sukkos in Keheres. Ia Ketana. There was a small town. Va'anoshim bo ma'at. Not many people lived there. Ubo eireho melech donu. And someone wanted to conquer it, so a powerful, strong king turned up, the Sova Moisa, surrounded the king, surrounded the town. Ubo oleho mitsuni b'chavonim. And he built towers and spread out nets to catch everyone in there. Looked like he was winning. Umosa bo ish mishkei b'chokom. In that town, not a nebuch man, but he was a clever man. Nothing special about him, not intelligent, not learned in what the world thinks, intellectual, but he was a chokom. Umorat eto yeh b'chok moser. He saved the whole town. Says the Gemara. Who's the town? Who's the person? So the Gemara. Yeh ketano, the small town, is only a moshel. It's you yourself. Zeh haguf, it's your body. Va'anoshim bo ma'at, what does it mean you're limited? Ain't no going. You've only got a few limits to yourself. Who's the man that's going to attacking you? Zeh yitzhara. He's a powerful person. Ubo ma'olah matsulim ha'chavom, and he builds up nets and ammunition against you. Who wins? The chokhom. Who's the chokhom? Yitzhara. He wins. than there are others. The Moshe is beautiful, the Moshe is inexplicable. The Moshe says, Yitzhak is the all-powerful, and the Yitzhak is just a very never-thinking weakling with a bit of brains. How did he win? What did he do to me? So that's another third spot. It's a pity. Let's picture for ourselves. Any scholar, you close your eyes, I'll close my eyes, and let's go through the last Shmoneh Esra. And let's look at the words of Shmoneh Esra, after Kohen Elohim Da'as. And then let's take a little video of our mind, after Kohen Elohim Da'as, where we were. And let's synchronize a little bit the video in our mind and the words of the Kohen. Unfortunately, have very little connection. However, says Alfred Lavarovic, let's review that video, not the words video, but the mind video, and let's see if those mashallahs that I have mean anything to me after Shmoneh Esra. I thought about the shopping, I thought about the chasna, I thought about the visit to my friends, I thought about last night's discussion we had. Had I not thought about it in Shmoneh Esra, would I be missing anything now? Have I got anything for it? Have I any concrete? Is it just a thought that's come and gone and disappeared? Or is it something that's reality? Is it blood? Is it loose? Or is it something to take home? If it's something to take home, then we can understand. You think about it in Shmoneh Esra. But if at the end of the day, when you review what you've done, you've got nothing to show for yourself, it's good enough. How is it possible, therefore, that the next time you come to Shmoneh Esra, you'll do it again? Because we didn't think about the Shmoneh Esra. We finished Shmoneh Esra, home we go. It stopped at the end of your Tefillah and say, did I or didn't I make this after Chaylen? I didn't. Why didn't I make it? What were you thinking? I was driving down the road. That thought that helped you, nothing at all. I thought so. Made little difference, but I did or didn't. When to sit and think afterwards and review your program during Shmoneh Esra, you would see we help you tremendously. He didn't build any fancy towers. It was imaginary towers. For those who remember a little bit the War of Independence in 1948, there was a stage in the war where the Israelis had nothing at all except some toy guns and some noise machine guns, nothing there. But they blasted them and they sounded them so that the Arabs thought at the time, wow, there's an artillery here, and they ran them out. That's called a block war. They ran once, they blocked one the second time. When they find out that all it was blocked, the next time they won't run away again. If we are to review what we have, we finish Shmoneh Esra, and we think, I did or I didn't make it. If we made it, all well and good. But if we didn't make it, and we review it again, Ledaiti is a tremendous help to have on. If we would only be able to Mechavim, we're made people. We're coming now to these wonderful days on Cheshbonos. You come to this Shmoneh Esra without any Cheshbonos at all. Just go to Shmoneh Esra. Today, the end of the Shaila, and from the effect of the Shaila, to the Shliach in the answer, and the smile, and ask the same Shaila to Rabbi Yosef, and give you the same answer. Someone asked me a Shaila. I was done with Shmoneh Esra, and I was finishing Shmoneh Esra, and I was in the middle of Sim Shalom. And I was just before the Sefer Chaim, when the Shliach Tzibah was ready after Machaya Mason. If I say the Sefer Chaim, I'm going to miss Kiddushah. Since the Sefer HaChaim is not the Iki part of Shmoneh Esra, should I rather skip the Sefer HaChaim, say HaMavoi Katzam Mishol Basholem and help to say Kiddushah, or should I continue slowly to Sefer HaChaim and miss Kiddushah? But the Rav Chaim is over. You can have more effect of Chazanish. A similar question. I've done Shmoneh Esra, and I'm in the middle of Sim Sholem itself. Not the first week, sure. And I'm being mad if I'm saying it slowly, very, very slowly, word for word. And I hear the Shliach Tzibah is reaching already Machaya Mason. Should I rush through my Shalom and get Kedusha, or should I move slowly? And you mechaven every word according to my faith. Are the chazanish me to do? The machs mishken chishboimers. Don't make any other chishboimers. You've got the machs that sit in front of you. Say slowly what is there, and the world you leave alone, however important other things are. So the chayim, that is the chayim is saying, don't look at what value you get, how old the tefillah is. This is the tefillah that's in front of you. Leave alone anything else. Concentrate on that, and you'll get somewhere. The Rebbe Shimon is wholesome. There are many ages, other ages as well. Let's take tefillah on its own. It's Ma'adil and Israel Gezerah. We all need help nowadays to be Ma'ad with Israel Gezerah. Leider, there are a lot of Klal Yisrael, a lot of Yisrochim. We can all help. And the rabbis can always have help. If you take tefillah seriously, it's no use turning up and then keep it with the Master. You have to look up the Master beforehand. Take it over the weekend. Look over each bit beforehand. Learn a translation today. There are plenty of translation material with the right translation. If you look there before and you know what's coming, the Rebbe Shimon Zalman knows all the signs of Emerson, the Chilus, the Kapot.